Hello, Metro Augusta. Hello, Georgia, and hello wherever you are. This is Janice Allen Jackson welcoming you to the March 20th edition of Local Matters, a show designed to make you a more confident voter and a more engaged citizen. As always, today's show is brought to you as a service of Janice Allen Jackson and Associates, my consulting firm where we provide services to local government, and nonprofit organizations. If you haven't already, please follow the Local Matters Podcast of Georgia on Facebook. And of course, we ask you to subscribe to our Local Matters Podcast of Georgia YouTube channel. Today, we begin coverage of our candidates in the Augusta area. We have four of the five candidates who are running for Augusta Commission District 1 seat. Please pay close attention. First candidate to speak to us is Matt Aiken. He is running for Commission District 1 here in Augusta. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Janice. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Thanks so much for signing up. Hey, you know, we'll get right to it. Please tell us why you want to run for this office.
That's kind of a hard question. There's probably several reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is a lot of people have asked me to run for office. And I think sometimes callings on our lives is when people, it's a confirmation when people actually want to encourage you to run for office. And so with that, we start exploring it and talking to my wife and seeing to get her buy-in, because sometimes, you know, the campaign and politics is, it's a family thing, and it's not the easiest thing sometimes with families going alongside it. You know, being in politics for those 2-3 years when our district won in 2010 to 12, some days it was fun and some days it wasn't so fun. Campaign trail is sometimes fun and sometimes not. So she's bought into it, and our daughter is 17 now. She'll be going to college. I really want to see our town a little bit cooler than it is right now, with opportunities for kids to come back. We got a lot of graduates out of leaving Richmond County, not only in our high schools, but even in the medical community graduating there. So I think, so I'm looking forward to this opportunity to run and hopefully be reelected for this district.
Okay. Now, did you only serve 2 years before?
It was three. It was from 2010 to the end of 2012.
Okay.
And what they did is they were realigning some of the election cycles. And so I got gypped out of a year.
Okay. Okay. I was not aware of that. Okay.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that. Okay. Thank you for explaining that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you look back on that time or any of the other things that you've been involved with, what do you consider to be your greatest accomplishment in your public life?
Well, when I campaigned on the convention center, that was huge. And to be elected in this district was a miracle in a sense. And then two, something I campaigned on stringently, and that's the expansion of the convention center. That put us in a competitive state then with the expansion of conference center space for a city. And I think that with that going on right there at that time, and to be a part of that, see it before I was even sworn in, they had a special call meeting to get that project going. So I think that was really, I was excited about that, and the rest of it was going to be great, because I think it really helps our city economically. When you have a convention center and you're bringing in a lot of guests, and, you know, it supports our businesses, it supports, our taxes, it supports a lot of things that really, give the citizens of Richmond County a better quality of life.
Okay,
so I will say the convention center, and then to piggyback on that, we built a lot of things. We finished the judicial center, the Augusta Library downtown, the Richmond County Sheriff's Office administration. So all of those things we got done in that 3-year window, which is, that was pretty significant.
Thank you for that. And next question, if you are successful in gaining this seat on the commission, what would be your first priority for the Augusta Commission?
I would say that we would have to go back and revisit the convention center, because when we built it, my platform is going to be economics, because we really need to capitalize on the opportunities that we have in Augusta. And we haven't been able to do that in some years now. So I think when we designed and built the convention center, we built it in a way that you could take off facade and add 50,000 square feet to the convention center. We need to do that immediately. We need to start figuring out ways of how to get that on either the sploth or how we're going to pay for it. And then also with the parking deck, we built it in a way that you could add 300 parking spots. So back then we were forward thinking of what we need to do. And I'm so glad it was done. Whether I do it or somebody else does it, it really needs to be looked at now, because some of the things that are going on with these cyber events, we've outgrown them. We started around 4,000 people coming in last year. I think it was 7,000. They had to rent tents and put them in the parking lot. I've heard this year they're going to have to do the same thing for rent tents, put them in the parking lot, as well as block off Rental Street, put tents in Rental Street. So it's really time to look ahead and do what we need to do there. And then two in District 1, you got the boathouse, you got the marina, you got the stadium. All of those have fallen into disrepair. We need to figure out where we're going to generate the resources to bring those back up. Look at the Parks and Recreation budget and see what's there, what's allotted for those properties, and get those back on track.
All right. Thank you. Last question I always ask, and it's really two questions. One, how do the registered voters in District 1 find out more about you? And also, if there's anything else that you want to share with us, please go ahead and do that.
It will be Committee to Elect Matt Aiken on Facebook is our account there. We do Mondays with Matt. My wife and I do a little live video thing. So she's a live video type gal. So we go around it. We did one on the Woolworths building the other day, and we looked at Lamar building because I sold that a couple of years ago. So we just look at different topics and see what we should talk about. So that's one way they can do it. And my phone number is 706-267-0107. That's 706-267-0107. They can reach me that way. So we're, I would say that looking down the pike, it's, you know, my nonprofit experience in ministry, prison ministry, the Martin Luther King Observance Committee, those things that I've been involved with for years, and people know that. People know my background, and I think I'm, especially being in real estate now, I think that would bring a lot to the table because, as you know, as a former administrator, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with real estate stuff, and not many commissioners come to the table to have the experience that I have, really to bring that and help figure out contracts, negotiation, and working with developers as I had the last 70 years or so. So I think that the nonprofit status, the business side of it, it's just well-rounded, and I think it just adds to what we got in District 1. District 1 is really the most unique district of it because it's so diverse, and it has everything in it. You got rich, poor, black, white. You got the business communities, the historic area. And then you got the river and you got the canal. So you got all these amenities that we really hadn't truly capitalized on. And if you get a working commissioner, that would be great to have him. Matt Aiken, vote May 21st.
Thank you so much for joining the Local Matters family. You're now officially a member.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Local Matters family, we are again joined by Jordan Johnson. He is our current commissioner for District 1. How are you doing today, Jordan?
I'm well, Janice. How are you?
I am great. Great. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Honor.
Yeah, you have been on, of course, before, and we have similar questions today. If you can start off by telling us why you decided to run for re-election.
Well, I decided to run for re-election because I believe that we've made progress in the district over the last 4 years. The things that, you know, I said as a candidate that I would do, I've been working to finish those things. And so I didn't see a need to not run again. I think that District 1 has made great improvements, and we want to be able to continue the progress that we started back in 2019. I say 2019 because that's when I officially announced that I was going to be running. But ever since I took office in January 21.
Okay. All right. Great. Great. And if you can talk through, now that you have been in office for a few years, tell us what you consider to be your biggest accomplishments in your public life.
Extremely proud of all of the things that we've done. When I took office, one of the first things that I led was the creation of the homeless task force in response to a homeless gentleman dying due to hypothermia. We were able to create the homeless task force and create a 30-plus page document that gave us strategic bullet points to help us move towards addressing the need for housing, for mental health help, and things of that nature through our homeless population. I was also able to, protect the funding that was allocated for the East Augusta Drainage Project in Eastview. And not only were we able to protect that funding from moving to other places, we were able to start the project. One of the first things that I did was get with our engineering department to begin the work. And so I sat in hours and hours worth of meetings with the engineering department and contractors to make sure that the East Augusta Drainage Project went well. And I'm happy to say that it is completed today. There's a portion of the Eastview neighborhood that has sidewalks now that didn't have it before. Fresh new paved roads, new drains, crosswalks, and you name it. I've been able to work on initiatives for affordable housing, like the tiny home ordinance, which we're getting ready to break ground on the very first tiny home order of tiny home village in Augusta, Richmond County. There are so many different things that we've been able to do over the last couple of years. And so I penned the paper to address some of the biggest issues that this district has historically been dealing with.
Okay. And as you talk about East Augusta Drainage, of course, that's something near and dear to my heart and many of our listeners. I know that's a multi-phase, very complicated process, why it took you hours of meetings to sit through to get through that. Are we looking forward to the remaining phases being completed anytime soon?
Yes, we are. So a few commission meetings ago, we approved the design work for Riverside, which is the section of East Augusta near Hornsby, the Hornsby School. We talked about the design phases for the Hornsby subdivision. And we've also talked about the design phases for the Japonica Avenue side of the neighborhood. And so we're not stopping at one section and moving to another neighborhood. We're going to complete what we started, because that's something that I promised to the neighborhood. You know, East Augusta, that Eastview neighborhood was one of the first neighborhoods that was developed on the east side of Augusta. And historically, it has dealt with the issue of flooding. And it has always been my position that no neighborhood should have to deal with that type of infrastructure need for as long as East Augusta has. I remember, but when I ran for office in 2019, I received a phone call from a neighbor on Espinosa who showed me water in her backyard and was literally up to the midside of her thigh. And that's unacceptable on so many fronts. And so we're going to be continuing the work that we started, especially for East Augusta, because that neighborhood has dealt with these types of drainage issues for 50 years plus.
Okay. Thank you. Much appreciated. As a resident of East Augusta and Horizon, finally, as you think about going into another term, if you are successful in winning this election, what's going to be your top priority?
Well, we need to continue what we've been doing. And so I'm going to be pushing for an East Augusta master plan for revitalization efforts. I'm going to be asking the commission to begin the bond process to actually fund the Sand Hills revitalization program that we began 2.5 years ago. I'm going to be working with my colleagues to open up our grocery store in our district. We've signed an MOU, but we've got to continue working with those developers and put the money up to be able to finish the building process. I'm going to be asking my colleagues to look into revitalizing our riverfront. We're one of the only cities in this area that can actually say that we have a riverfront, but we have to take advantage of that riverfront. And so that includes an entertainment district that would have housing and shopping and someplace for you to take your family to eat. And not only just for District 1, this may sound a little taboo, but I'm going to be asking my colleagues to support investing in a South Augusta development plan. There's nowhere for folks to have a quality dinner or go out for a nice date if you're a married couple or whoever. South Augusta deserves the same love that everyone else deserves as well. And so the next 4 years will be all about progress. It'll be about continuing the work that we began back in 2021 when I took office. And we're going to be exploring ways to continue to push Augusta into its future. We always talk about the potential that Augusta has, but at some point we have to start turning potential into progress. And Janice, that's what my first term has been about. You can look in the district and you can see orange cones. You can see work being done. You can see blighted houses that were up in 2020 that are down now because of the Black ordinance that we worked hard to write and pass. So what I'm talking about is not something that is just coming out of the sky. What I'm talking about are things that we have worked tremendously to accomplish, and the next 4 years would be no different than the first four. We're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to put boots on the ground so that we can push this community into its future, because we know that it has a bright future. It's just time to go get it.
Thank you. Thank you. If our listeners, our registered voters in District 1, want to learn more about you, what's the best place for them to go to get that information?
Well, we're on all social media. You can go to my Facebook page, Reelect Jordan Johnson. You could even add me on my personal Facebook page, Jordan Johnson. We're on Instagram, One Jordan Johnson, spell the one out, O-N-E, Jordan Johnson. We're on TikTok, Jordan Johnson D1. We're on Twitter, Jordan Johnson D1. I just want to make sure that if folks have, you have any concerns, that you can reach out. I could be reached by phone at 706-564-9356. And of course, by email, votejordan2020@gmail.com. But we're here, we're ready, we're continuing to work. And I say we because it's not about me. It's about the 25,000 people in this district who call District 1 home. We are together in this effort, and we're going to continue to build a brighter future for this community because we deserve it.
Thank you so much, Jordan, for being with us again on Local Matters.
Thank you so much for having me.
Local Matters family, we are joined by Kevin DeLagle. Kevin is running for Augusta Commission District 1. And as many of our listeners know, I am a resident of District 1. So we look forward to meeting him today and learning more about his platform. Welcome to the Local Matters family.
Thank you. Thank you, Janice. It's great to be here. Appreciate your inviting me.
Awesome. First, we'll jump right to the point. Why did you decide to run for this seat?
Well, I moved back to Augusta about 2 years ago, and I moved downtown. I love downtown. I've been coming downtown all my life. You know, I always had a fond place for it in my heart. And as I moved back downtown, I saw a lot of the problems that downtown was facing, and we started the Coalition for Action in Downtown Augusta about a year and a half ago. Out of some of those issues regarding infrastructure and safety, and a lot of friends, a lot of people in our CADA group encouraged me to run. I really felt so passionate about this. I felt like it wasn't something that I could just let the opportunity go by. You know, I felt like we're making a difference with our coalition group, and I just wanted to keep some of that good momentum going. I've attended a lot of the commission meetings. I've seen a lot of the gridlock that's happened, and I just felt like I needed to give it my best shot. And bring some of the experience that I have to the table, and just help move things along and help get things done.
All right. Thank you for that. And as you consider your public life, can you share with us what you consider to be your greatest accomplishments?
I would say my greatest accomplishment is forming this CADA group. We started from nothing. I mean, we're really a grassroots organization, people who live downtown, who care about downtown, and we've rolled up our sleeves and gotten out there and you know, picked up trash, pulled weeds, planted flowers, you know, cleaned some of the monuments, worked on Green Street and on the Riverwalk, and we worked in Magnolia Cemetery and Fitton Street Cemetery and also Cedar Grove Cemetery. We had a cleanup there in February. I have a real strong affinity for the green aspect of Augusta. And I really want to see Augusta bring back the idea of not just a garden city. We've been called the garden city for many years, but being a green city and being sustainable. So I really am proud of the fact that we have over 200 members now. We have regular meetings, and just about every month we get out and do a cleanup. And you know, it's such an incredible boost, and it's so gratifying to know that you can make a difference. So I'm really encouraged that a lot of people have come out in support of this, and this was just, you know, a year and a half ago, this was just an idea floating around, and it's just from getting people on board, and we've been consistent, and I that's something that I'm really proud of. I'm really proud of being able to do that for Augusta, and in terms of public life in Augusta. I mean, I worked for a company in New York for many years. I worked for AX Armani Exchange, and we had a group called AX Cares, and so I got a lot of good experience as far as that in my life in New York. In terms of adopting a park, getting out there, rolling up your sleeves, and making a difference. But my heart has always been with Augusta. I'm from Augusta. I grew up in Augusta. I went to Richmond County Schools. So I have a lot of experience in New York, in business, in retail and hospitality, and getting things done and executing. And I feel like I help bring a little bit of that back home, you know, so I am really proud of that.
Okay. And please tell me, if you are successful in winning this office, what would be your first priority as a member of the commission?
I think the first priority is getting the infrastructure in Augusta back where it was. I there's been sort of a steady decline over the last 10 years or so, with street lights being out, with grass not being mowed, with so many potholes, you know, just in terms of making sure that the city looks and functions in a way that is representative of the people here. I know that there are a lot of issues around code enforcement and blight and all of that. I would really like to see Augusta address the infrastructure problems. I mean, we have a problem with the stormwater drains. You know, there's so many streetlights that are still out downtown along Ellis and Green and Walton Way. I think the only way we can have a safe and healthy city is to have that kind of safe, have the safety that just streetlights can bring. I think that's the first thing. That would be the first thing. I would also like to see one important thing. I think would be for our mayor to have a vote. You know, I think that's something else that's coming up on May 21st. I would strongly support the yes vote. You know, for giving the mayor of Augusta Richmond County a vote. So that's very important to me as well. And I think we, you know, the last year, a lot of trees came down on Green Street. And, I know that there are big projects going on, projects that have been many years in the making, but I think in order for us to have a green city, to have the lungs of the city, we need to invest in our parks and recreation facilities. You know, we've heard a lot about the marina and about the boathouse and all of this, and sort of, are we going to save these? Where are we with that? And there's a lot of ambiguity and a lot of gray area. And I think if we're really going to be the best Augusta, we need to invest in our infrastructure, parks and recreation, and just making our city look and function much better than it does right now.
Okay. We're about out of time, but if you could please share with our registered voters in District 1 where we can go to get additional information about you.
Yes, you can look at the CADA's Facebook's page, which is Coalition for Action in Downtown Augusta. You can check out my Facebook page, which is just Kevin DeLagle, KEVIN. It's lowercase DE space L apostrophe AIGLE, or my website at kevindelagle.com.
All right. Thank you so much. You are now a part of our Local Matters family.
Thank you. Thank you. Great. I appreciate it.
Local Matters family, we are also joined by Kenny Osorio. He is running for Augusta Commission District 1. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How about you, Ms. Sanders?
I am great. Hey, can you please start off by letting our registered voters in Augusta know why you decided to seek this office?
Well, I decided to seek the office because I wanted to let the community be a part of the process of what government does locally. So I decided to run also because I have been involved in matters that have to do with government, whether it be at the top with federal government, state government, and also I have been in matters in local government. So that has inspired me from not only from work I've done, but also from work that others have done to run and make sure that the city continues to run well and that things continue to progress and be better off, meaning that we could move ahead and build the city that, you know, that fits the structure that is demanding today. And it's not only what cities here in Georgia are trying to do to advance, but other cities as well. So I would like to take a part of that. And that's why I decided to run, in order to, you know, bring new ideas to the table, bring problem resolution, and also have efficient and effective government that would be good for the business community and the people that reside in the county.
All right, thank you. And as you think about your public life, what do you consider to be the greatest accomplishments of yours?
Well, some of the greatest accomplishments that I have had have been able to speak with several presidents, also been able to graduate from Augusta Technical College and Augusta University. So that has been something that helped me move forward into my doctorate program. So today I see not only what I could do, but also how I could help others to achieve better outcomes for themselves in the community and around the state of Georgia.
All right, thank you. And also, if you are successful in winning this office, what would be your first priority on the Augusta Commission?
My first priority on the Augusta Commission is to bring some ideas on how to improve the city and also work with the mayor and work with other commissioners in order to get things passed. And as you know, I have a background in public administration, so it'd be important to get all the departments in contact with in order to have a successful term and be able to get things accomplished and have a good and efficient budget that would provide the services needed for the community.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And could you tell us if our registered voters in District 1 want to learn more about you? Could you please tell us where we would go to do that?
Yes, the easiest place to find me is on Facebook, and there you'll find my link to the website and my phone number and my other contact information at electkennyosario@gmail.com. And my phone number is 404-553-4682.
And tell me, what's the Facebook page?
Kenny Osorio.
Okay, it's just your name. Okay.
Yeah, in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. Is there anything else you want the residents of District 1 to know about you before they go to the polls?
Not just pretty much that they get to know me a little bit better, know the work that I've done in the past, and that to consider me as a potential commissioner for the city, and that, you know, that I'm here to serve and help the community. So thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for interviewing with us. You're now a part of the Local Matters family.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Please join Local Matters next week when we'll have candidates for Augusta Commission District 3 with us. I close with my favorite Bible verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This show is designed to contribute to each of those, giving you the power that comes with knowledge, demonstrating love for your local community, and offering you wisdom for decision making so that you possess a sound mind when it comes to these topics. Please tune in next Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or Thursday at 7 p.m. here on 103.7 FM or 1600 AM. Or please go to SoundCloud, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts at any time, because local matters.